Welcome to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, where we're committed to helping you think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. And now, get ready for the eMind.
Folks, I'll tell you what, I am talking with an amazing entrepreneur. This guy's on fire. In fact, he's a fan favorite. He comes to the pitch at Cedarville. Scott Moffitt, how you doing today?
Doing fantastic. Blessed. I appreciate you asking.
First of all, where are you?
Tampa, Florida. Downtown Tampa, Florida. We're getting toward the end of the summer, which is actually the worst season here, but it's really hot, a lot of rain, but it's beautiful, as you can see behind me, but getting ready for it to cool off a little bit.
You know, some people put up a fake background with a nice bay shot. You have the real thing. So listen, you're extremely successful. We know that. And yet it talks in scripture about how you can have the whole world and yet lose your soul. And so there's this balance, man, of like, hey, you got to crush it in life, business, but also with your faith. How do you blend the two together?
It's a great question. I actually believe that blending is at times what's gotten me in trouble. So that word, I don't think is the right word for success, at least for me.
Shoot it out.
There is an element of blending, of being the same person in all elements, that I understand that context. But for me, it's being very intentional about prioritization. And I'm not speaking as if I've gotten this all figured out. It's a daily battle, and it's just growth and constantly trying to improve. Prioritization, about intentionality, you know, first of all, time with the Lord, whose business is it? Who am I looking to serve? You know, what does he say is most important? And then implementing those values and principles and, you know, all the teachings of Jesus and what the word says into my everyday life. So, you know, blending in a sense that being the same person in business, at home, in church, I understand that context. But when I blend it all and I try to do all things and not prioritize God above everything, is when I get myself in trouble.
Well, dude, let's talk about that for a moment, because I've almost heard that successful people are unbalanced. I don't know what you think about this. This is a whole concept, though. But in other words,
I agree.
You agree? Okay, so let's talk about that before I talk about all the kinds of reasons why I agree. But why do you say that?
Well, so again, I'll go back to blended and unbalanced, right? So if we talk about unbalanced, you think of a scale, right? You may have seven things on one side of the scale and one thing on the other. So it's balanced, but that's seven items on one on the other. And so my point is, balance is kind of a holistic, making sure that you're not neglecting any important areas of life. So I understand that component. But in terms of balance, I mean, we go through seasons of life, right? In some seasons we are, you know, we're planting, you know, I'm not a farmer, so I'm going to butcher this to anybody who is, but you know, some seasons we're planting seeds, we're plowing the fields, and we're preparing. Other seasons we're harvesting the crop, right? And being ready. So I feel like we go through seasons of our life. Some we're going to be much busier with things that honor God and missions that he's put us on in business. And there's going to be times where, you know, we're going to be able to give in different ways. More of our time will be available. More financial resources are going to be available. But as an entrepreneur, I think it's, again, the key to all of it, and I by no means have this mastered, but the key to all of it is prioritization. And each and every day, you know, God, what do you want from me today? I know what I plan on doing today, but does that align with your will? Does that align with your plan? Because ultimately, that's at the end of the day, what I accomplished is not as important to me as did I accomplish what the Lord wanted me to. So
That's good. Wow. I've heard also that you make no progress if you're balanced, meaning like literally have somebody stand on one foot holding a book, a cup, a Bible, a laptop, and then say, how stressed are you right now trying to stand on one leg holding all that? And how much progress did you make just now? Zero. In other words, you have to be unbalanced to make progress. And you look at Jesus, I mean, he crushed it in the desert, and then he like crushed it with people, you know, like I agree. So What does your business do? Let's get into that. And then we got just a few minutes where we'll talk about impact. But what do you guys do every day in Tampa?
Sure. We invest and we partner with really a lot of individuals that are in middle America, either middle America or they have worked, you know, in a corporate environment for a long time. And frankly, they're tired of making other people's dreams become reality. And the Lord has given them something in terms of a vision or a dream. I mean, I'll tell you, for me, whenever I have a verse that means a lot to me, Proverbs 8:12, and it's one that not a lot of people are overly familiar with, but it's something that means a lot to me. It talks about the Lord gives us witty inventions. A lot of people that come to us, they come to us with an idea.
Tell me that verse again.
So the last part of it is that the Lord gives us, one second, the Lord gives us witty inventions. So wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find knowledge with discretion. So that's one version.
That's amazing.
The version that I am.
Yeah. No, and I just say this because there's some of these verses that you're right, you've never heard of, and it like.
Here it is, King James Version, Proverbs 8:12. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. That's the exact scripture. So when people come to us, they come to us generally with an idea or a concept or something that they've done, you know, very light, you know, kicking the tires on or poking at. And there's a long way to go with it, but they don't know what steps to take, what order to take them in. And even if they did, doing something alone is not how God designed us to do life personally or professionally. Right.
Wow. So
the value of, I mean, why was Solomon the wisest man in the Bible? Because he had the most advisors. And so when you have people that have done what you are trying to do, they've already failed at things that they can help you avoid failure in. They've already succeeded at things that you can replicate, right? And so being able to take that knowledge, and I'm not the sole possessor of that knowledge. I'm very fortunate, my business partner, and we have a whole board of advisors that have probably forgotten more than I'll ever know. And I'm perfectly okay with that. If I'm the smartest person in the room, I'm leaving that room. That's just me. But for me, I think in the company, back to the direct question, we take people from the idea concept phase and we take them through a data-driven, disciplined approach, highly, highly focused on market research, understanding the consumer or the end user, what their needs are going to be, and then being able to take that. And that's what I love so much about entrepreneurship. You know, I do a Bible study on Friday mornings, and this morning we actually did. We were talking about John chapter 15, and in 14 it talks about being the way, and the way is just completely opposite of everything that the world says, right? It's completely opposite, and so God's way is completely opposite. Entrepreneurship's the same way, right? I mean, it's one in a lot of capacities. So for me, you know, when you're working hard, you're building for something. The world says if you don't see the fruits of your labor right away, then it's not worth your time. Go find something that makes you happy. Yeah. That's what the world says, right? But God says, trust me. If I've given you this vision, if I've given you this idea, I'm going to supply you with the resources to help you make it come to reality as long as you're faithful and as long as you follow my calling. So, you know, that's what our business does, is help people to get from that concept to a revenue generating product or technology based business. And we've made a lot of mistakes. We've learned from them and we've done a lot of things really well. And we've tried to double down on those. But you know, every day is a journey. And
this
as long
is
as
we awesome.
Do, we're good, man.
This is awesome. Well, listen, man, let's talk briefly. I know we only got a few more minutes, but why do you say yes to Cedarville? Because, I mean, listen, you are busy. You are crushing it. I think I met you as a judge when you were at the pitch. They just said, here's a judge. And when I heard you on stage, man, I'm like, who is this guy? What is going on? Where did we find this guy? But you had energy. You had, precision. You had, clout. You could tell you had been there before. So why do you say yes to Cedarville when, like, you're not getting money? Like, what does it feel for you?
It's discipleship. That's the best word. I've been discipled. I went through a 9-month program in my church, discipleship, and it changed my life. And so being able to draw knowledge, I mean, it's all, you know, and Earl Seals has said this to me once before. And Earl, if you watch this, forgive me if I butcher it, but he said something. It's all, everything we get, everything we have is from him. And it's what we do with it. All is to give back to him, right? And so everything that I've been able to learn and receive and been blessed with, it's not mine. I'm a vessel, right? It's supposed to flow through me. I'm not a cup that just fills up and then stops. It's supposed to flow through me. So for me, I mean, selfishly, it brings me a ton of joy to see young adults on fire for the Lord. We live in a culture where you just don't see that. I mean, I'm living in inner city. I'm in Cedarville. It's no secret. It's not inner city. I love the fact that you have these young adults that are just being primed to go out and bring the light of Christ to the world, to a broken world. And so when I go there, I've said this to Dr. Heyman and to you, it's like a small slice of heaven. It's a blessing for me to be able to do that. That's why. And then also just all of God's got his hand on Cedarville University. It could not be more apparent. You look at the new business building. I saw it being built. I've been up there 3 or 4 times. I haven't been in it yet.
Oh my gosh, you're going to wait.
It's just so obvious when you see that God has his hand on something. It's just this magnetic pull that you just want to be closer to it. So cool.
That's so cool. Well, listen, we are big fans of all that you're doing, and we get to see you very soon. Let's talk 2 minutes on the Impact Conference, cedarville.edu/impact. People are busy. It's a Saturday. Why in the world would they come on a Friday night and a Saturday? Give it up. What is God going to do at that Impact Conference? Why did you say yes?
Well, why did I say yes? Because I know I'm going to be around of a lot of like-minded individuals who love the Lord and want to honor him to take on the mountain of influence for business. Mm-hmm. That's the primary reason. God didn't design us to do life alone. He designed us to be in community. He designed us to draw from each other's knowledge and wisdom and words that come from others. And just looking at the roster of people that are going to be here, so mm-hmm. much knowledge, so much wisdom. And the commonality is that everyone loves the Lord. And when that comes together, I feel like God honors that. So I feel like there's going to be something very special that happens. And Friday, Saturday, there's nothing I can think of. I mean, aside from time with my family that I would rather do than be able to grow in something that the Lord has blessed me to do. So that's
Scott's one of the people who are going to be there, folks. I can't wait to be around him. Again, it happens a couple times a year, but I'm telling you, folks, do whatever you need to do to be there. This is one of these things where, again, people are going to look back and say, God showed up in a major way. Mm-hmm. And I learned how to bring business to faith, faith to business. That's the main point. Scott, where can people find out more about you and your business?
Our website's idealstrategicpartners.com, spelled just like that, IDEAL, strategic, STRATEGIC, partners with an S.com. That's our core business. We actually just launched an e-learning course, which is our process that is basically in a 91 course lesson with a certification, a lot of resources, quizzing, testing, workbook. We just launched that last month, put out a press release, so that's really exciting. That's IdeaPathAcademy.com.
IdeaPathAcademy.com.
IdeaPathAcademy.com. And if anybody is interested that's watching this, I'm happy to provide a 50% off discount for the enrollment. So
that's great. If
you'd like to include in some context the way to reach out to me or contact me, or they can go to the website and contact. But that's how you can find out more about us. That's our process. It's called IdeaPath. It's a proprietary 4-stage process we take people through. And it's a blessing to be able to help people and see their dreams become a reality. And so that's
what I love it, folks. Check it out. cedarville.edu/impact. See Scott there. Check out his links. Do the course and be a soul on fire. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you for listening to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. We look forward to hearing from you and how you're applying the eMind. Please share your story by submitting a review on your platform of choice. We read every single one. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. Visit ignitingsouls.com/emind and cedarville.edu for more help in your entrepreneurial journey.